Jeremiah 2 and verse 13, the Bible says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." God says, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. Now, I want to talk to us this morning for a little while on the fountain of living waters. Would you pray for me? Let's ask the Spirit of the Lord to help us. Lord, as we stand before your people this morning in this congregation, we ask you for your help. We ask you for your touch and your anointing. Pray, God, that you have your way. You know every need that is here. You know every circumstance. And I believe through your word that you will speak to our hearts and help us. And open our eyes that we'll behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name we pray. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. The fountain of living waters is what God says that his people have forsaken. He said that they hewed them out in these stone, and in these ancient days they would take and they would dig out not necessarily a well, but a cistern that would gather runoff water, and that would gain water, and they would use that water in times of desperate need. And here he said that they forsook this living fountain. There's a fountain down here that has water just gushing out of it. And they've taken and they've gone down here and they've hewn out some cistern or like a hole in a rock, and said that hole in that rock has got a break in it. It's broken and it can't even hold no water. And that's where they go and get their water. And there's a living fountain right over here that they can go to. What a shame. Isn't that a shame? Amen. A disgrace. Amen. For us to overpass and to pass over the great goodness of God in our life. Amen. And go into some man-made thing that brings no life with it. The fountain of living water. I'm thankful, amen, that we can find this fountain of living water that surpasses and passes everything that man could ever offer. And so this fountain is a fountain of life. It's a fountain of living water. It reminds me where Jesus was standing by the well and tells the woman at the well, he says, "If you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I will give you, or if any man drink of the water that I shall give him," said, "they'll never thirst again," but said that well shall be in him, amen, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Living waters. It's amazing how we depend on water. It's amazing, you know, in this hot weather, if you're out in this hot weather at all, you know, and I thank the Lord for a couple days yesterday and the day before. I was able to kind of escape the heat just a little bit, and wasn't out in the heat on Friday because went over to a funeral service for Brother Dwayne and then came back, and I feel like I've got water in my ears this morning because I've been in the swimming pool with my kids, and so y'all might can call me a waterhead this morning. I'm just a little bit, you know, I guess I dove down a little bit too deep for those kids. But in this heat, you know, you maybe get you a little drink or something. There's nothing like water to quench your thirst. Everybody knows that. And something about that living water from heaven, something about that water in the hot and dusty times of life. You know, maybe working out and get you a drink of that ice cold water. I don't want to make anybody run to the water fountain this morning while I'm preaching. And for some reason, I'll get up here and get to talking about food and drink and all of that, you know, and make everybody thirsty and hungry. But I hope that the Lord can make us thirsty for that living water, because that's what I'm preaching about this morning, is the living water. The water from heaven that God has given us, amen, that quenches the thirst of man. Every man has a thirst in his heart, a thirst in his soul,
Amen. That cannot be quenched with natural things, cannot be quenched with relationships, cannot be quenched with things of this world. I know that there's things that bring satisfaction for a little while. The Bible said that there's pleasure in sin for a season. There's a satisfaction for a little while. But this fountain of living water brings forth life. Amen. And brings satisfaction. Amen. That never, ever is, passed away. It lasts forever. The things of this world only satisfy for a little while. And God says here, amen, that they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. God, amen, acquaints himself, so relates himself, so likens himself unto a fountain of living water. Living water. Water that brings life. You know, it's talking about spiritual water here. The Bible tells us that water, amen, in Ezekiel chapter 47 issued out, amen, from the south side of the altar under the threshold of the house. And it went out and it became a mighty river. The Bible says a river that could not be passed over. There it issued out from the side of the altar. Now I want you to know that there is still a life. There is still a relationship with God. There is still a touch of the Spirit of God. There is still an indwelling of the Holy Ghost that is a fountain of living water in our life. Amen, that satisfies the longing of man. Somebody wrote a song and said, I searched for him and I knew not what I searched for. I longed for him and I knew not what I longed for. But when I found Jesus, I knew that I would search no more. He filled that longing in my soul. David said in Psalms 42, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Amen. He says in Psalm 63, he said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Amen. As in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Amen. I know that as we live in this day and hour, things are getting worse. It's getting drier and drier and drier around us and getting more and more desolate and desperate, you know. And what we must realize is in this time we need God more than we ever needed him before. We need God in our life, whether it be as individuals and circumstances we face, situations we find ourselves in. But the Lord is the satisfier. The Lord is the one that can quench the thirst. Man tries to quench that longing in his heart with so many different things. And it's always been that way through the history of man. We have always tried to satisfy that longing for God. Amen. With so many different things. But it's not satisfied. Every place we turn to is a broken cistern. It's a broken thing that will hold no water. Amen. But the fountain of living water, I think about, amen, this fountain of living water and the goodness of God in my life. She sang that song a while ago, said, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. She sang a line in there, said, he didn't have to heal me, but he did. He didn't have to save me, but he did. He didn't have to touch me, but he did. Now, I want you to know that is the fountain of living water. In my life, I can look back. Many of you know, amen, maybe you've known of situations where God has touched in your life and helped you in your life. That's the fountain of living water, amen, that the broken cisterns of this world cannot quench. Amen, the prayers that have been answered. Amen, the touch of God that he has brought. I was thinking this morning about the time, and I may have told it before and you know, and you might remember it. I may have told it before and you may have forgot it. Amen. But I remember a time that I had shingles. Amen. From about the middle of my chest all the way back to my backbone. And I'm telling you, it was a very bad situation. I couldn't work, couldn't do nothing. I'm telling you, I felt so much pain. And if anybody's ever had shingles, you know that it's a very miserable thing. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, that it's just everybody carries this virus. If you've had the chicken pox, well, everybody's had the chicken pox. I mean, our moms would take us and make us get the chicken pox when we was little babies. I don't know what they was thinking, but anyways, everybody's had the chicken pox. If you ain't had the chicken pox, they have a chicken pox party with all these babies or something, you know? And I think they've kind of got away with that with the shot nowadays. But so here we are, and Sister Bethany's the witness. I had this, couldn't work, hurting. I'm talking about bad. Said, well, you'll just have to, you know, just let, you know, all you can do is take pain medicine. There's nothing we can do about it. Maybe they can do something about it now, but at that time, 10, 12 years ago, there wasn't nothing they could do about it, I guess. Probably still the same situation now. I felt like the Lord was going to heal me. I felt like we would pray there in that house. I'm talking about, I felt like the Lord was going to heal me of those shingles. We went to service, and of course, you know, I hadn't had a shirt on because I couldn't put one on. It was so painful. If anybody's ever had shingles, you know, I don't want to take too long here. Amen. But I had a lot of pain with these shingles and couldn't put no shirt on. Finally, I put it on. I went to revival. They was having revival. Went to revival. Come up for prayer. The Bible says, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, anointing him with oil. Let him lay their hands on him. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Well, I go up there, and you know how us Pentecostal people are. You know, come on, brother, patting on the back. They didn't know I had shingles. I didn't tell them. Man, they're patting me on the back and busting them shingles. I don't know what was going on, but I know I was about to die. And, of course, they wasn't their fault, you know. I mean, I may have been getting paid back for all the times I patted people on the back saying, come on, or something. But I was there, and we left there, and was going to, you know, go home. I felt so bad. Felt like, you know, just, I don't know if I was out of my mind or what, but in such pain with those shingles, I didn't even stay for the rest of the service, just went on out and went by a preacher's house, and he was out fishing. You know, it was revival service. He didn't go to church there. And I told his wife, just sat there at the bar and began to weep and cry under such pain. He come in, you know, and the preacher said, I need prayer. I think the man called him on the cell phone. Come on, I said, I need prayer. Amen. He laid his hand up on there. His wife screamed out at him, said, don't touch him. But it was too late. He laid his hand right there on my back. My wife's a witness, and the Lord instantly healed me. Amen. Right there in his house, instantly healed me. I got up the next morning. I was taking a handful of pain pills. Got up the next morning, went to work, crawled under a house. Amen. Putting up a beam under a house. We had some work done. Where the next morning was at work. Never had no more pain. Never had another shingle, they tell you. Amen. The doctors say once you have shingles, you'll have them the rest of your life. If your immune system gets down and your stress level gets up. Well, I can tell you my stress level has been up many times and my immune system has went down. Now, I may break out with them tomorrow, but I don't receive it. Amen. God healed me from them. Hallelujah. Thank God. And I've never had them to this day again. The Lord instantly healed me of shingles. Praise God. I'm talking about the fountain of living waters. Amen. I'm talking about God that can do amazing things. He is the fountain of living water. Sometimes we get so down, we get so out, we feel like we can't go on, so discouraged. But the Bible says that we go from strength to strength, passing through the valley, said make it a pool of water. In Psalms 84, let me read it to you as I'm turning. It says, who passing through the valley of Baca, which means the valley of weeping, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the fountain of living waters. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life. Somebody say life. And that you might have it more abundantly. The fountain of living waters. God's the one that can help us through life. Little bitty things in life turn into such a major thing. I remember my wife left her purse. She had a big fancy purse, high dollar purse. Left it in the cart at Walmart in Kilgore in the parking lot. Amen. About 3 or 4 hours later, she realized she had left it there. My Lord, you talking about somebody find that? Run through those cards and information. This could be a bad thing nowadays. You know that. Amen. And we knelt down and prayed before we went up there, grabbed hands and prayed. I can't remember, but I know we stopped and prayed because I remember praying. Amen. Because Jody was living in Highway 80 Rescue Mission. And he was here at a service and he remembered leaving his wallet on the bed at the homeless mission. And all of his ID and everything was in that wallet. And he came up to me and he said, you know, I don't care if they take the money, but they're going to get my Social Security card and all kinds of things like that. We knelt down right here in this church. He's a witness, right? And we said, Lord, you can do one of two things. You can make that wallet invisible, or you can blind everybody that goes by that bed. Now, I wanted to ask you something. You think at a homeless mission you can leave a wallet on a bed with some cash in it? What, you think you go back about 3 hours later? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. You think it's going to be there, Big Mike? It had some cash in it, I know. We knelt down in this church and we prayed just a simple prayer. He goes back after church and the wallet is still sitting on the bed with the cash in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, God did one of two things. He either an angel put his hand over everybody's eye that walked by that bed, or he made that wallet invisible for some amount of time. Now, I remember we grabbed hands and then we said, we knelt down, whatever, said, Lord, if you can make a wallet invisible at a homeless mission, hallelujah. I'm talking about the fountain of living waters. A little bitty issue in your life can turn into such a major thing. Amen. That could have been a major thing. We pull up there. We prayed. We pull up there. There ain't no person, no cart. Amen. Nothing. She goes in, stands in line, service desk. I don't know what she said, but all I know is she come out of that Walmart carrying that big old diaper bag and purse, and nobody had touched nothing. Amen. Somebody had carried it in there. Praise God. I'm sitting in the car thinking, we're going to have to get on the cameras. We're going to have to get license plate numbers. We're going to do all this. No, God is the fountain of living waters. He cares about all of our needs. Amen. He daily loadeth us with his benefits. We go from strength to strength, mercy to mercy. Amen. I don't want to turn to a broken cistern in this life. I thank God for my home and family and marriage. Amen. And the devil will always offer you something better. He'll make it look like it's so bleak and so bad. Amen. And many people turn to different things. I was thinking this morning as I was going to, amen, thinking along these lines about broken cistern. Amen. I remember dealing with a man and his wife about divorce, and they was going to get divorced and all these different things. I remember how that he felt like so bad that he needed to get free from that marriage. He needed to get free from that woman. Amen. And I remember him calling me the day, amen, after it. And he said, I feel so empty, so broken. Feel like it's worthless. Amen. Feel like a mistake. He thought, amen, there's going to be water in that cistern, but it wasn't nothing but a broken cistern. It wasn't nothing that would hold any water. And the devil will come by and tell you, you need to make this decision. You need to do this, or you need to do that. It'd be so much better for you. It'd be so wonderful for you. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, the only satisfying water, the only satisfying life is with God and in God and with his way, and everything else is a broken system that will hold no water. Amen. It'll hold no water. The devil has a way of making it look so wonderful. Amen. Life and sin has a way of making it look so beautiful. Amen. But behind that picture is all types of sorrow and misery. Amen. But the blessing of the Lord, the Bible said, it maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow with it. I've never known one person, and I dare say you haven't either, amen, that come down to die and said, I sure do regret serving the Lord. Amen. I've never known one person that come down to take their last breath and said, man, I wish I wouldn't have been so faithful to church. Come on now. Amen. Said, I wish I wouldn't have prayed so much. No, it's a complete opposite. Amen. But the Bible said in Psalms 36, how excellent is thy loving kindness. Do you feel that way about the Lord this morning? Amen. The Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard. Amen. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Amen. His loving kindness is excellent. Hallelujah. There's not a God that can treat you like God can. There's never been a man like Jesus. Amen. There's never been a lifestyle like living for God. Amen. That brings such peace and joy and satisfaction. Amen. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Amen. The goodness of God in our life, the blessing of God in our life, is likened unto a fountain of living waters. I'm telling you this morning, I could tell you on and on about the goodness of God in my life, the blessing of God in my life, the joy that overflows. No wonder David said, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you think about the goodness of God? I know we get down. We get in the battle. We get in the valley and we forget about the goodness of God. I was reading the other day about a lady, I believe it was in New York, it was a northern city several years ago, and she was cooking. She said, I happen to be cooking roast and gravy and potatoes and carrots. Well, you know that's what goes with roast, ain't it? Gravy, potatoes, and carrots. Now here I am talking about food, and it's 12 o'clock and y'all are ready to go eat. But she said, I'm cooking, and she said, I heard a knock at the door, and she said it was a little boy and a girl that was selling newspapers, and she said you could tell they wasn't, doing real good, you know, as far as in life, and you could tell just the way they was dressed. And she said, ma'am, would you like to buy a paper? And she said, I noticed that it was winter time that they was cold and wet. She said, come in and stand by the fire and warm up. She said, I thought, I got some hot chocolate. I'll make them some hot chocolate. And she said, I've made some cookies, and I'll get them some cookies. And said, oh, no, you don't. They was real polite. She said, but I gave them some. I told Sister Bethany about this. Amen. And said that, and I was reading about it. She said, I gave them, and she said, I gave them some hot chocolate to warm them up, and they're sitting there by the fire. And she said, after they drank their hot chocolate, amen, and ate their cookies, said the little girl, said, ma'am, are you rich? And she said, I'm not rich. She said, I thought, I know I'm not rich compared to most people. You know I'm not rich. And she said, no, honey, I'm not rich. Why would you ask me if I'm rich? She said, because your saucer and your cup match. And she said, you know, when they went out, she said, I got to thinking about all the things in my life that match. She said, I went back and I thought, roast and gravy, potatoes and carrots. Why, that matches. She said, I looked in my living room, a couch and a love seat and a recliner. She said, why, that matches. She said, I went in my bedroom and noticed, why, that matches. And she said, I thought of my husband that was working and coming home and he wasn't going to be drunk. Why, that matches. She thought about my children that's in college. Why, that matches. She said, I thought, my Lord, I am rich. Look at all the things that matches. She said, my family will be at church on Sunday. She said, me and my husband will sit on the pew. Amen. My, that matches. Hallelujah. Can you look in your life and think about things that matches? Hallelujah. I know the cup and saucer is a small thing that matches, but think about the people in this world that nothing in their life matches. They go from mama's house to daddy's house. Amen. It don't match. Amen. They go from this to that. It doesn't match. Amen. Their life doesn't match. They don't have roast and gravy. Come on now. Amen. I don't want to make you hungry this morning, but I'm preaching this morning on the fountain of living waters. Amen. Sister Bethany, why would we turn, amen, from a fountain of living water unto a broken cistern that holds no water? Amen. No joy, no satisfaction. Amen. I've got a family that's doing fine. Amen. Somebody wrote a song and said, amen, there's food on my table, shoes on my feet. Amen. Clothes on my back. Amen. A fine place to, you know, I'm messing that song all up. But you better thank God I'm not singing it. Hallelujah, I'd sure mess it up. Amen, but thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Let me tell you something, young person. Let me tell you something, husband. Let me tell you something, wife. You might think that that cistern is going to bless you. You might think that that cistern, amen, is going to satisfy you. But it's a broken cistern if it's sin. It's a broken cistern, amen, if it's not from God. God. Amen. But God ordained the family, the home, the life. Amen. The walk with God. And many a people, amen, have walked away from the fountain of living waters. Where are they going? Surely they're going to a better fountain. No. They're going to a broken cistern that can't even hold no water. Living a life of sin and adultery and lust and pride, all these empty promises. You know how easy it is for me to make you an empty promise. Life makes so many empty promises, but there's a fountain of life in God. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. I think about being raised by godly parents that loved the Lord and served the Lord and prayed. Amen. And sought God. Amen. I thank God for it. I think about miracles that took place. Amen. And how that I can look back as my childhood and think about how that God answered their prayers. Amen. I think about one time. Amen. That there was a poster of a dog run away and it said reward. Amen. $400 or $500 reward. Amen. My mom saw that poster and she got that poster somehow and went home and prayed over that poster. Amen. It was a canine dog had got away. And this would have been, you know, back in the 1900s, y'all. Amen. So this was, a lot of money back in, $400. And y'all remember the 1900s? But anyways, and so she's a-praying over it. And one day, hallelujah, that dog, brother, came running right through our yard about 4 or 5 days later. Hallelujah. And my brother saw it, went in and said, I think there's that dog. She goes out and calls the number. They come over. I remember them laying them $400 out on the table. Amen. That dog was lost 5 miles from my mom's house. Amen. About 3 days after she got praying, that dog came through. I can see an angel. Come on, boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Leading him all the way across town. Amen. Then early in the morning, there's that dog in our yard. Amen. Why? Because it's a fountain of living waters. And God knows how to hear prayer and answer prayer. Amen. I'm talking about a fountain of living waters. Amen. Where God, amen, can satisfy and meet every need. Hallelujah. God is able. God is faithful. God is true, and everything this world offers or promises you. Amen. Get your eyes back to that fountain of living waters this morning. Hallelujah. Prodigal son, turn around and look at that beautiful home. Amen. Get your eyes off of that far country. Amen. Because it's just a pig pen out there. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's nothing but a pig pen of hunger and thirst. Amen. But turn back and look at the Father's house. Look at this fountain of living waters. Mama's got bread in the oven. There's love in the home. There's love in the house. Amen. And here he is in the far, far country. I know I may not be preaching good this morning, but and I'm not asking for sympathy, but I do want to say this right here. I felt like last night while I was praying that I would, if I could just, Lord, help me to turn somebody's attention back to that fountain of living water. Instead of that broken cistern that holds no water. If I could pass this microphone this morning in this congregation and people tell about mistakes they made in their life, mistakes they made in their home and their marriage, mistakes they made in their life, and say, young person, young man, young lady, turn back to that fountain of living water. You'll be ever so satisfied. This cistern that you're digging out here, this hole you're digging out in your life that looks so good and you're going to catch this runoff. Y'all know what it was. A cistern. I'm going to do them today. I'm sorry, y'all. Excuse me. But they would catch runoff water, even like the same process. I know somebody may not have them around here, but they call them cisterns. They'll catch the gutter water, and they'll put it in this cistern. They'll pump it up and put it through a filter, and they may drink it. You can. That's very expensive. Most of the time, they'll use it for water in the yard or the garden and different things like that. But it is simply runoff water, and it goes in this cistern. Now, y'all are going to go look this up, and some of y'all are going to spend thousands of dollars to catch your gutter water and save $5 on your water bill every month. But that's exactly what a cistern is. It catches runoff water. And so in no way, shape, any kind of situation is it better than that pure spring. But in some cases, they had to live off of it. Because in those dry eastern desert countries, it would only rain at certain seasons. And even still yet, there's a lot of countries and climates that it only rains at certain seasons. I went to countries and preached, and they say, you can't come that time. Why? That's the rainy season. I'm thinking, the rainy season? What are you talking about, rainy season? I thought you just heard, listen for the doves to call for the rain, and that's when it rained. Or looked around, look for the ring around the moon, or look for a red sky in the morning. You know, y'all still with me? No, they had cisterns that gathered that runoff water because there was months that they didn't have no water. But what God is saying here is there is an oasis right here. And you are forsaking this oasis to go to this cistern of runoff water. And by the way, that cistern is broken anyways and don't even hold no water. Now I want to tell you something today. Maybe you're looking for a way, amen, to satisfy that longing in your heart. There is no satisfaction other than God. It's not satisfied with a relationship. It's not satisfied by lust or sexual pleasures. It's not satisfied with addictions and drugs. Can I get a witness this morning? Let somebody say amen to that. It's not satisfied with those things. It's only satisfied by God. And He's saying, my people have forsaken me. And I want to tell you something this morning. The Bible said, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. The Bible says He daily loadeth us with His benefits. Y'all ever think about getting old? I was thinking about getting old the other day. Y'all go ahead and laugh at me, but I was thinking, you know, I'm getting old. Older. And I thought, you know, and y'all might think I'm crazy, but I told Sister Bethany, I said, you know, every day I lose, I gain a day. She said, what are you talking about? I said, every day I get older, I get to live with you a day longer. So every day I lose, I gain a day. I mean, I'm so proud to say I've been married for 12 years. But if I wouldn't have got older, I wouldn't be able to say that. So you see, every day I gain, every day I lose, I gain. Y'all still with me? Every day I lose and my children get older and I think about them going to college and or getting married or you know something like that, I gain another day. I've lost this day, but I've gained another day. And I'm telling you right now, with the Lord and with God's blessings, hallelujah, no wonder somebody sang a song and said, He just keeps on blessing me. Hallelujah. I may be not the richest person in this place today, but I've got so many things in my life that match. I feel the richest. Hallelujah. I've got a wife that loves me and cares for our children. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have saucers and cups that match too. Hallelujah. I come home and there's roast and there's gravy and potatoes. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've got so many things that match. I have a truck. She has a van. We've got a house. Hallelujah. We've got, praise God for the fountain of living waters. I said, praise God for the fountain of living waters. Get your eyes off of that cistern of runoff water. That's what it is. It's a cistern of runoff water, and it's broken too. Hallelujah. Turn your eyes back to Jesus. Sister Bethany is going to come play for us this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Turn your eyes back to Jesus and look to that fountain. Stand together with me this morning, church. Amen. That fountain of living waters. Amen. That God brings in our life. Hallelujah. That is ever so wonderful and ever so true. And ever so blessed. Thank God. Do you feel blessed this morning? Do you feel blessed? Do you have things in your life that match? Can you think about others that have nothing in their life that match? Nothing in their life that is wonderful? Amen. And all the goodness of God in our life. I know we have trouble. I know we have trials. I know we have hard days. I know we have disappointments. And so disappointed in things and situations. Amen. But God, amen, is ever so true and ever so faithful. And Sister Bethany, please, I'm going to open up these altars. Amen. Just for everyone, I'd like for us to gather in Him and pray. I'm going to pray right here just a moment. Lord, you know how I feel in my heart this morning, Lord. You know how your Spirit is dealing with me. Maybe somebody here this morning has turned to look away from that fountain of living water. Maybe even, Lord, they've picked up the chisel and the hammer and started hewing them out of the cistern, making them a plan. I'm going to leave. I'm going to bolt. Pray, God, that by your Spirit you would turn our eyes back to that fountain of living water. That touch of God that only satisfies the heart of man. I give you praise. While every head bowed, every eye closed. You need special prayer this morning, something in your life, say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I don't have to know what it is. I don't have to know what's going on. Brother Sam, you pray for me. I need special prayer. Yes, yes, I see those hands. God bless you. I see it. Yes, sir, I see your hand. Yes, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Yes, sir. God loves you. He's going to help you. He already is. Thank you, Jesus, the fountain of living waters. The touch of the Holy Ghost. The refilling of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. Let's gather into these altars for a time of prayer. It is good. Take some time to pray just a few moments this morning.